This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Reverend Steve Jennings has been on fire today, laying out who he thinks the main culprits are. And you use that pole star thing, which means North Star, Guiding Star, but that can be planted too. But I agree that you've got the whole background, who stands to gain, Pence always staying out of it, the media not going after Pence and leaving him, and actually saying he's a good guy, and then saying, please, 25th Amendment. He's got to know, though, as soon as he did that, they'd turn on him as well. But I think there is overwhelming evidence that Pence is trying to form a 25th Amendment move if he thinks the weather is right, Owen.
Well, and let's go back to some other clues to Steve's point that he thinks Bolton was the author of the New York Times op-ed. You had them put Lodestar in the story. Well, that's easily planted so you can create, you know, chaos between Trump and Pence. So that's obviously
planted. Oh, it's definitely meant to make Trump go crazy.
And then you've got the fact that the entire op-ed is basically praising John McCain, saying McCain's vision was correct. Well, Bolton is McCain. McCain is Bolton. They were one and the same, two peas in a pod. And I think that there's another thing that's kind of sitting on the outskirts of this that we're kind of forgetting right now because there hasn't been too much activity there.
Oh, get that off screen. God.
You've got the Syrian war where they're trying to get America to intervene in Syria again. And they're saying all this thing, oh, yeah, more chemical attacks are coming, Assad. Meanwhile, Syria is doing better than it has in years. Syria is being liberated right now. And they try to make up all these lies like Assad wants to stop that from happening. No, Assad is behind it. So I think also in another angle, Alex, they want to re-kick off U.S. intervention in Syria. And maybe they think if they can bully Trump enough and create enough chaos in the administration, they can kind of just go forward with Syrian intervention without Trump even noticing.
Well, we got to do one more segment with Dr. Pichinik, because obviously the Russians are like, don't do a false flag right when they're about to get that last group of ISIS. Clearly, I kind of get Trump's point, like they want to keep a spot so Iran can't come in, because we fully let Russia win. Then that would be a whole Ba'athist regime, and then maybe Iran would have some power. But I don't want to get into all the Machiavellian deal. I mean, even though an attack wins Trump the election, I mean, I've gotten to the point where I want to beat the Democrats so bad, I'm just being honest, I'm having evil visions here. Dr. Pichinik?
The truth of the matter is what Owen is saying. Number one, the notion that Trump is colluding with the Russians is absurd. I've said it on your show.
Has he not been kicking a living hell out of them?
Well, in February 2018, he literally ordered the assassination of 500 Russian operatives who worked under the Wagner Group, W-A-G-N-E-R, who were mercenaries for the GRU, who attacked our brave special forces in northern Syria, 32 of them, and Mattis and Kelly told them to deconflict. Russia refused, Putin refused, so Trump ordered Mattis to bring in B-52s, Apache helicopters, and Huey, and within 4 hours, we killed over 400 Russian mercenaries who had T-72 tanks and artillery and howitzers, and none of our men were touched. Now, you're telling me that Trump basically colludes with Russians after killing 500 of them, and he didn't even say a word. He was about to say that, and somebody shut him off. So he's much smarter than anybody realizes. But Pence has to go. Pence and his people have to go. John Bolton has to go. His assistant, who I fired, David Wormser, has to go, who worked for Cheney. You have to remember one thing. Pence has spent a lot of time with Bush Sr. to find out what it's like to become vice president to president. Pence is not an asset to this administration.
No, I get it. So it's Reagan 2.0.
I'm sorry?
It's Reagan 2.0.
Well, he's worse than that. Reagan at least had...
No, I'm saying just like they tried to take out Reagan, it's a repeat of that.
And Reagan got shot, too.
What's happening is
a gunless assassination or a coup. This is what we attempt to do in a coup. That's why I'm doing a counter...
No, that was one of your specialties. And it's clear that they're saying, Pence take over on CNN. I mean, it's not like you got Phil Mudd going, kill this guy, Pence. take him out. And you've got Woodward and Bernstein, get out, get him out of there. And the New York Times has this scripted thing. It's 100% they're saying it. So I don't think there's even a question. The establishment wants Pence to overthrow Trump. And I don't think, right. And they know Trump isn't going to shut up. So we'll be right back. Yes. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This country is fighting for its very existence, its identity from the globalists. And, you know, we're in a time of total war right now. We're finishing up with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun. We've got Joel Gilbert, always loaded for bear, coming up in about 10 minutes. But we were looking at the cards or the tea leaves here. And there's no way that it's not a fact that the Democrats, the deep state, the neocons are in all the major papers, the news, saying take Trump out, 25th Amendment. That's what that op-ed on Monday was, that totally fake piece. And so who would, under the 25th Amendment, take over? It would be Mike Pence. So, I mean, I really don't want to take away from what Pachinik said. I'm kind of ashamed of all of us here because it is like 2 + 2 = 4. But sometimes being that obvious could be wrong, but I don't know how Pence wouldn't be briefed. They wouldn't be pushing this if Pence hadn't given a nod, at least tacitly. And again, he gets left alone by the media all of a sudden. As soon as they got into office, the guns stopped. The left was attacking him before, but as soon as he got in, everything went silent. I think that tells you something. That's them saying, trust us. Do it, do it. But here's the thing. I know the Republicans aren't doing this. I'll give you the next level of this. And I'll get both your takes on this, because the Democrats floated at Atlantic Monthly and at the Pentagon and in white papers and the CFR privately, we're going to end elections in this country, federalize them, get rid of the Republican Party except for a regional party, have the Democrats break into a communist socialist and then a kind of right-wing party, so one-party rule with a weird southern, you know, vestigial thing of Republicans. And I think the Republican blue bloods get that their whole power is about to be removed and that they're not power sharing anymore. And so that's why there's a hold up on this, because the fact that the Democrats are sharpening their knives for them, I think that's the only reason this hasn't been executed. And they fear the people being upset. Dr. Pachinik?
Let me put it this way. I'm not going to say it's a wide spectrum of a coup, because I don't think they're that effective or that smart. It's really very much focused on these sociopaths, in particular John Bolton. And the reason why he...
No, I get it. They're trying to get people to carry it out. They're like giving an order.
But let me say something. He said something at the end that only a diplomat would know, when he said there's a two-track approach to the presidency. There is no two-track approach to the presidency. There's a two-track approach to foreign policy. And that's where the problem came in. Pence should have been fired. He has to be fired. It's not it is a coup attempt, but it's easy to bring down. Our boys are just watching this. They know exactly what's going on. The Republic will remain intact. You will remain intact. What has to go, and what you've proven with Rubio and others, is that the sociopathy in Congress, in the Senate, in the political arena is going to stop in the age of the binary numbers, one and zero. Now, where are we going from here? We're going even to a higher level of encryption and coding and computer work, which is called quantum, which means that these people are not going to be relevant at all. What they're seeing is the irrelevancy of their presence and their institutions.
You're saying these are death throes.
These are death throws. And what you and Owen have done is basically start to throw the sand on their grave, and they don't understand how clear they are of being buried.
I don't want to brag about us, but I was there in front of Senator Warren and others, and they saw me very close. They were horrified. And I'm not into power trips because I'm an average guy, but I'm way better than these people were shaking in fear. Everyone was bowing to them. It was very sycophantic. It really made me feel sick.
Well, Warren. I knew Warren from Maryland. The guy is a sociopath. I mean, he made his money in the business of telecommunication. He wanted to get elected. He had nothing else to do. He didn't know what to do. He's like Rick Scott here in Florida. They don't know what to do, so they figure they're going to run for something. The Senate sounds nice. They're there for 6 years. They don't do anything.
Sure, they sit up there, all of them, and act powerful, and they look like little kids.
Well, you don't. Power. The real power, my friend, is what LBJ said. It's at the local level. It's the commissioners. It's the guy who picks up your trash. It's the guy who provides you clean water. It's the people who make sure that you have a business.
It's the police.
That's correct. The local police. The FBI has no relevance whatsoever. No one takes them seriously. I couldn't take them seriously in the Hanafi Muslim. They were incompetent. When you have an institution created by a flamer and a sociopath like J. Edgar Hoover, it breeds the Mueller's, the Comey. Free? Do you know what Free was before he was the head of the FBI? He was a mobster. He was in a law firm in New Jersey called the Walensk Group, which only had one client. That's the Jewish-Italian mob.
And you're talking about Louis Free, who wrote the Sandusky Report.
Who covered it.
So there's more connections there. But real quick,
correct,
for the rest of this segment, Dr. Pachinik. First of all, the reason why they're so scared of Alex when he goes to Congress.
I'll ask that as a power trip. They are genuinely obsessed with shutting us down. They are like, they are, why? We're not.
Well, because you're real, Alex. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. It doesn't matter if they think you're crazy. You going to Congress as a real person shocks everyone. They're all fake. They're all phony. So now, oh my gosh, a real person is here. They're totally exposed. But here's what it.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Doc.
Well, here's what it comes down to me. And I've always wondered this, Dr. Pachinik, and I think you kind of just said it. I've wondered if Trump and other sleeper cells behind the scenes are just waiting patiently as they continue to break the law and commit treason day after day after day. I mean, they just keep digging their graves. And I think that that's what the mandate is in these 2018 elections. It's sad that this is what it's come down to. But basically, in the 2018 midterms, it's going to be the 116th Congress is going to be elected to either remove Trump from office, or the 116th Congress is going to be elected to protect America.
And he said that last night. He said, if you want success, you see what I've done? Me. You don't, they could get me. I love that honesty. Dr. Pachinik?
That's correct. But remember, what's happening now under Jeff Sessions and Trump is a huge case of pedophilia all over the country. Pence has been accused of that in Indiana, that he was overseeing a pedophilia ring. I don't know if it's true. I don't really care. But the reality is that the systems are breaking down. You're not. As Owen said, you're real. You went up there. You touched them. They're not used to that. They couldn't come on your show. They would be scared to come on it. Even you offered them thousands of dollars, they wouldn't dare come on your show. So what do? They deprecate us by saying we're conspiracy theorists. Really? Do you know any false flags? Are there any experts there who are on false flags? None of them. Bolton, he joined the military but was afraid to go to Vietnam because he'd been killed, but he sends us to Iraq, he destroys Libya, and he wants to take down North Korea. Kim Jong-un is smarter than he is. Kim Jong-un has more education than he does. He went to Switzerland. He understands English. He understands all the national issues. The end of Bolton was when Pompeo, who's a brilliant military operative, but his Secretary of State said to Bolton, cool it, you're not involved in North Korea, and we're not using the Libya format, because the Libya format, which was created
Didn't Bolton, you failed state, didn't Bolton show his cards when he tried to sabotage the whole North Korea deal?
That's correct. And Pompeo, who's a brilliant number one at West Point, number one at Harvard Law School, he's a brilliant, brilliant individual who doesn't, you know, show it all that time, is appointed by Trump to be head of the CIA and Secretary of State. That was a brilliant appointment. And I think what you're going to see is Mattis, Trump, Pompeo, Nakasone, and Kelly, all military officers. Trump said, look, I didn't go into Vietnam, but I'm paying for it now. I'm serving this country, and that's what he's doing. And I'm proud of his service. Is he crazy? No. Anybody who thinks he's crazy, I would love to be part of the suit to sue the hell out of him, because there is nothing in this.
Okay, you are a psychiatrist. Trump has incredible stamina, super smart, and he claims that he's this bumbling idiot and that Obama took credit today for the economy being better. Boy, that was crazy.
Obama couldn't have done anything. I told you, he was basically involved in 8 years of warfare. We never had more wars in Syria, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, then this man who was a CIA operative, went to Pakistan, worked with Geithner, who provided him with cover on the Asia Society, and from the day he was involved, he lied. He's a complete sociopath, and the agency knows that. And who's the one who covers him? It's our friend John, the CIA. Forget, I don't want to get into the names on that. But basically, this is a man who's a sociopath. Who else is a sociopath? Bush Jr., who created 9/11.
Yeah, they all are mental midgets. StepeChenik.com. Doc, thank you so much. Coming up, more. You'll be back in about 45 minutes for the War Room. Thank you all. Most censored broadcast in the world. Special broadcast coming up tomorrow at InfoWars.com only.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Still on the air, still fighting the forces of censorship and evil. I'm Joel Gilbert, filmmaker, hosting this hour from the People's Republic of California. You know me as a frequent guest and filmmaker. I'm going to bring right on right now. My guest is Kevin Jackson from the Black Sphere. He's a radio talk show host on Genesis Communications. You see him regularly on the Fox News channel as a political commentator, author of The Big Black Lie and Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. And Kevin is in St. Louis because he's at a premiere for his new movie. It's called Bleeding Blue. He calls it the movie Hollywood refuses to make. And this film investigates the narrative that the police are bloodthirsty villains out for vigilante justice against minorities, as Barack Obama taught the public. Let's take a look at an excerpt from the trailer, and then we'll bring on Kevin to talk about the movie. Let's play the trailer.
America's trigger-happy policing is back to the fore after an 18-year-old was shot.
A suspect dying at the hands of police officers.
Two police officers accused of beating to death a homeless man.
Beaten and pepper sprayed.
That their officers used excessive force.
The troublemakers carried pepper spray and guns and were wearing badges.
We are not having an honest conversation around why this type of thing is occurring.
Okay, let's bring on Kevin Jackson. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here. Good to talk to you, Joe.
Okay, thanks for being here. You called this the movie that you had to do it because Hollywood wouldn't make it. Why wouldn't Hollywood talk about what the cops are being portrayed as across the country and especially in minority communities?
Yeah, why would Hollywood start telling the truth now? I mean, they've made multiple movies that have glamorized Michael Brown. They've glamorized Trayvon Martin. There's one coming out for Trayvon. I was just looking at the trailer 5 minutes ago. So Hollywood doesn't want these types of films to be made because they tell the truth. And, you know, it's just part of the leftist agenda to spread lies, and lies sell. And, you know, they keep people stirred up. People ask me all the time, Kevin, what do you think? Why do we still have these same issues occurring in the black community and occurring across the country? And I say it's a very simple thing. There's no money in people getting along. There's no money in people agreeing that the stock market is doing well, that their portfolios are doing well, that they're happy, that they've got job mobility, jobs are coming back. That's all great news that we all should be celebrating. But what does the left want to do? They want to impeach Trump. What does the left want to do to cops? They want to glamorize Colin Kaepernick and his pig socks and give him a contract, a fat contract, an honorary, you know, honorary deal with Nike when he's out of the league, essentially bet on a lie, a narrative that is a lie that about police being, you know, hunters of black kids in the evenings or whatever. And so, but that's the way the world works. Leftism wants to reward the thug. It rewards the illegal immigrant over the person who stands in line, gets medically checked, has a work visa, and waits patiently to become a citizen. It rewards those people. It demonizes the Kate Steinleys of the world who are killed by illegals. It demonizes demonizes the Molly Tibbetts of the world. It demonizes the Kevin Jacksons of the world who want to really get the truth out about what's going on.
Okay, well, why are black people, for the most part, still buying into this? They're no fools. They've experienced a lot of things over the years. Why are they still buying into this narrative, or do you see them breaking out of it at this point?
I see blacks breaking out. I mean, if you look at the polls, it's anywhere from going from 9% that voted for Bush, and I don't know what that number was, going forward, but if, let's say it was 9% for Trump, and now we're hearing numbers that are in the 30%. So, yes, it's starting to break out. The answer as to why did it occur, it's because we've been living in a cocoon of ignorance. If you listen to somebody like a Colin Kaepernick, who tells you about the atrocities of police and cop and, you know, police brutality on blacks, ask a simple question. Colin, has it happened to you? No. Colin, who do you know that it's happened to? Nobody. He's living anecdotally off of the ginned up, whatever you want to call it, but it's just hysteria over a Michael Brown, who, by the way, got himself killed. But that doesn't matter. So in the film, we cover this stuff. We talk about when that transition went from just being about rappers like N.W.A. and Ice-T and people like that to, you know, talking about cops, to people like Colin Kaepernick, who have no issue at all with it. And Ice Cube and those guys at least have some frame of reference. Colin Kaepernick doesn't. So we talk about that. There's an arc in the film that has to do with a kid named Clifford, and he's a big black guy, and they called him the Gentle Giant. And it sets up just like Michael Brown. He was killed. They stood over him and shot him 4 or 5 times. His mother is crying on film, and she says, and we carry him throughout the film. You get little tidbits about why you don't know his name. We talk about Ferguson, and probably one of the most shocking revelations you'll hear about Ferguson in the film, you know, I'm not going to divulge it on here, but it will literally blow your mind what the Obama and his Justice Department did to this little sleepy town that had no racial strife whatsoever and had a what would have been a local issue of a black thug getting himself killed become a monstrous story that gave us the Ferguson effect. And where did it all start? The arc of it, of the entire thing, started when Barack Obama talked about Professor Gates, and instead of chastising that intellectual clown, he said to the people of America that the cop acted stupidly, and that's what set this whole thing off.
Okay, where is the movie Bleeding Blue showing, and where can we see the trailer, and what cities is it in? Give us an overview of how we see the movie.
So there's 6 locations where the movie show going to be shown. You can go to bleedingbluemovie.com. And you can get those 6 locations, and it's limited release. And Joel, you know how Hollywood works. I mean, it's roughly $5,000 a theater for us to get the movie shown. So we got to get some buzz going. We've got probably 10 to 15 locations that want to show it again, so we'll come out again later. But right now it's opening in 6 locations. I happen to be at one of the bigger premieres in St. Louis. If you can't go to one of the theaters right now, here's what we'd like people to do. Give a cop a ticket. We have a thing on there, as a kind of a joke. You can give a cop a ticket, but it's a ticket to the show. We want all law enforcement to see this movie because it's amazing. And here's what I'll tell you. It is a thrill ride, and it'll make a lot of people cry, including some guys, because you're going to see these cops telling you their horrible stories, having to go to suicides, picking up the bodies of dead kids. You're going to see cop cam footage that'll have you ducking in your seat. I mean, we tell stories about why do people become police officers, and one spoiler alert, there was a guy that left at the age of early on from becoming the drummer for Sammy Davis Jr., and he tells his story. These cops believe in what they're doing. We have a dirty cop on there. We talk about dirty cops and show footage of dirty cops doing bad things, and one of them was called the Mafia Cop. And he point blank tells you, man, you did not want me to be the cop that showed up to your scene. He's a bad cop. So it's a truthful story of policing in America that at least sets the record straight. And it certainly defies the notion that cops are out, you know, these bloodthirsty villains that are out there doing bad things for other reasons. And we are going to
get... Okay, Kevin, let me break in because we're coming up on a break. And I want everyone to go to bleedingblue.com. I highly recommend this movie because I know Kevin's worked on it for over a year. And bleedingblue.com, go check out the movie. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Still on the air, still fighting the forces of censorship and big tech. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you from the People's Republic of California. We will be taking calls later on, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Don't forget to go to Kevin Jackson's new movie, BleedingBlueMovie.com, premiering all over the country. I want to talk about several things. First of all, the John McCain funeral this past week, weekend. McCain was given a very elaborate funeral, including a horse-drawn carriage, almost nonstop celebration of his life by CNN and other outlets. And, of course, we found out that McCain took his time in his last days to actually disinvite Sarah Palin and President Trump from his funeral. That was his dying wish, apparently, to exclude the most successful conservative and Republican president and his own running mate. I want to talk about why this happened. Let's revisit the McCain-Trump issue by looking at an excerpt from my film, Trump, the Art of the Insult, in the InfoWars store. Let's take a look at this clip from the movie.
I backed McCain, and I backed Romney. McCain lost. Romney lost. I said, damn it, the next time I'm just going to do it myself, right? John McCain goes, oh, boy, Trump makes my life difficult. He had 15,000 crazies show up.
What he did was he fired up the crazies.
They weren't crazy. They were great Americans. He insulted me, and he insulted everybody in that room. I supported him. He lost. He let us down. So I never liked him as much after that, because I don't like losers.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero. He's a war
Five
hero.
And a half years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Okay. So that's a clip from The Art of the Insult. You got to get the movie in the InfoWars store. So, you know, this was a little dust-up, but it was really McCain who attacked, not even attacked Trump. He attacked the Trump supporters. He attacked his own constituents. And you saw this behavior by McCain that it was pretty petty and disgraceful that he excluded the president from his funeral, which he made sure was a funeral as if he was the president himself, horse-drawn carriage, flyovers. Let's revisit some of John McCain's highlights. He was deeply involved in the dirty dossier, the Russian dossier that the Clinton campaign colluded with the Russians to create. McCain was a dupe, maybe a willing dupe, because it was McCain who gave it to the FBI director Comey, and that's what gave it some legitimacy to move it forward back in December of 2016. So don't forget that McCain was heavily into this issue of the entire fiasco of the Russian interference through the Clinton campaign. Secondly, McCain was also quite the fool when it came to ISIS. Let's look at a tweet that he put out. He went and met with ISIS, and he wrote on his tweet, if we can put that up, he said, "It's important that I visited with the brave fighters in Syria who are risking their lives for freedom and need our help." He didn't realize that was ISIS. That was al-Baghdadi, the head of ISIS. And again, he was being taken for a fool. So conservatives remember this. They also remember how McCain lost to Obama. He didn't put up much of a fight. And, of course, McCain campaigned for defeating Obamacare. He raised money over and over claiming he would vote against Obamacare. Then what did McCain do? He voted for Obamacare and saved it, creating a very big problem for Trump. So why did McCain vote for Obamacare? Clearly, because he only cared about himself. He wanted Obama and his Democrat buddies at his funeral, and he should have resigned if he couldn't follow through on his promises. He should have resigned a long time ago, because the representation by McCain became all about him and not about the people he represented. So this was the man who got a horse-drawn carriage, lied in state in two capitals, nonstop coverage, someone who was behaving in a way that was really being taken advantage of, and it's not surprising that Trump was critical of him, but very petty in the end that McCain disinvited him from his own funeral, as well as Sarah Palin. I thought it was a great embarrassment. Look, regarding Alex Jones being kicked off Twitter, I call it the Iron Curtain of censorship is descending on America, because they claim that Alex Jones did something abusive on Twitter, which no one really can figure out. They don't talk about, what about Maxine Waters, who told everyone to harass government officials, resulting in Sarah Sanders and others being kicked out of restaurants and harassed. Don't forget that same type of rhetoric led to James Hodgkinson, who had a screw loose, decided he would try to murder the entire Republican leadership and their baseball team. So this is incitement to violence by Maxine Waters and the rest of the resistance crowd. And you have to remember, if they can come for Alex Jones and silence him, anybody can be next. Even Bill Maher understood this. Let's take a quick look at that video of Bill Maher. And I want you to look at Jennifer Granholm. She's the former governor of Michigan and attorney general. And she actually says, thank God, when it's said that Alex Jones was banned. Let's look at that video.
So I want to talk about free speech for a minute, because Alex Jones, who is not my friend and who tells crazy lies about me, is thrown off Twitter, I think, and Facebook and a few other platforms. I think he's going to...
Thank God!
Well, if you're a liberal, you're supposed to be for free speech. That's free speech for the speech you hate. That's what free speech means. We're losing the thread of the concepts that are important to this country. If you care about the real Americans, for every side. I don't like Alex Jones, but Alex...
So that's even Bill Maher got it, you know, that you... First Amendment is the First Amendment. But you even saw this former governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, said, thank God. She was so excited and happy to hear that Alex Jones had been banned from YouTube or social media. She was thrilled, even though... Bill Maher was making the opposite point. You have to be for free speech. So, look, Trump could be next. Everyone can be next, to be kicked off Twitter, to be kicked off the public discourse. This is how the left operates. They use the tools of state, now the tools of big tech, to destroy the opposition, because their arguments in favor of socialism are so bankrupt and without any basis in economics whatsoever. Don't forget, Obama did it with the IRS. People forget about that. Obama used the IRS to destroy the Tea Party movement in 2012 so he could get reelected. The left was allowed to organize for the election. He didn't break up the Soros groups, only the conservative-backed Tea Party groups. And there was no punishment. There was no result. The media didn't care, and the Republicans eventually moved on. So what did we get in 2016? A repeat of the same abuse of power. The FBI, Department of Justice, even the CIA and State Department, all hands on deck, exonerate Hillary and frame Trump. So that's what's happening now with big tech. They're taking on the role of government since they're out of government. And if they pull Alex Jones off social media, Fox News is next, conservatives are next, Trump is next. Remember, according to the left, conservative ideas are racist. American values are racist. The Constitution is racist. So literally, they're going to deplatform America and anything American. And that's the direction we're heading. So everyone needs to understand how great the stakes are. I would like to see Trump declassify all the Russia material, all the FISA material, and fire these guys and finish the job that we elected him to do. If not, we're going to continue to see the erosion of free speech, and the great Iron Curtain that was once on the Soviet Union will continue to descend across America, of all places, where our free speech is outlawed. Our free speech is deemed racist or abusive, while they can continue on the left being as abusive as they want, with no consequences. We'll be right back in about a couple of minutes, and I'm going to talk about the Ted Cruz Senate election and give you some real insights as to what's going on with the race against Beto O'Rourke and what's at stake. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Still on the air, still fighting the forces of censorship and evil. I'm Joel Gilbert coming to you from the People's Republic of California. We're going to talk all about Ted Cruz. I'm going to give you a lot of insights about his Senate race in Texas, which is going to be a problem for him. Let's first take our caller is Alex in Montana. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead. Okay, Alex is no longer with us. Look, Ted Cruz gave a great speech in the Kavanaugh hearing yesterday, and he correctly accused the Democrats of relitigating the 2016 elections. This was the Ted Cruz that takes a bold stand that everyone remembers from, it's actually been 2010 since people can remember Cruz really standing up strong for something. He hasn't done much that's very memorable. People remember that Ted Cruz really from a video even that I produced called Green Eggs and Ham, where Ted is reading Green Eggs and Ham on the Senate floor. Let's revisit that that great moment when he's filibustering Obamacare.
I am Sam.
I am Sam.
I am Sam.
I am Sam.
Do you like green eggs and ham?
Do you like green eggs and ham?
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am. Would you like them here or there?
Would you like them here or there?
I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
I do not like them, Sam, I am.
I do not like them, Sam, I am.
Would you eat them in a box?
Okay, that's the, Ted being the only person that stood up against Obama and Obamacare. He had 100% support in the grassroots. Then he ran for president and lost. And I'll tell you why he lost in a minute, but he is in some trouble in Texas. And Donald Trump is going to have to go bail him out at a big rally in October. So what is wrong with the Ted Cruz Senate campaign? It's actually the same thing that was wrong with the presidential campaign. Cruz just goes through the motions of fundraising and giving a standard speech. It's the same campaign team. There's no understanding of the Ted Cruz brand that conservatives fell in love with. Now, Ted Cruz is a good guy. He's in politics for the principles. He's in politics because he believes in liberty. He's a special person on a special mission to make sure that the Constitution is preserved. The problem that Ted has is, like a lot of lawyers, is that they're marketing guys. They don't have to be marketing guys. But the difference between Ted Cruz and Obama, for instance, is Obama was a lawyer, and he said, get me David Axelrod. Get me David Axelrod. I need a marketing guru to market me. And David Axelrod put together a story. The story was, okay, Barack, your father's a goat herder from Kenya. You're going to bring us all together because of your unique background. And we won't mention that your real father, Frank Marshall Davis, was a Russian spy and indoctrinated you and radicalized you in your youth into being a communist sympathizer. We won't talk about that. Ted Cruz didn't do that. He could have done that, but he didn't. Now, I spent a lot of time with Republican base voters around the country screening my films. Most people have seen Dreams from My Real Father, of course, and There's No Place Like Utopia. All these are in the Alex Jones store. And the conservative grassroots had moved far to the right of the Republican establishment. In fact, Ted Cruz had played a big part. He actually conditioned the electorate to want an outsider candidate. And they love Ted Cruz, green eggs and ham, Cicero. Cruz was the anti-establishment hero, and the election was his to lose. I told Cruz this personally. He just needed to be Ted Cruz, the outsider. Mr. Cruz goes to Washington. But instead, Cruz chose this old-school establishment campaign workers, old-school establishment strategy. He had worked on the George Bush campaign, so it was just an establishment campaign. He raised money and gave a speech without taking any strong stance. It was as though Cruz wanted to be Jeb Bush. So Donald Trump came along and said, okay, Ted, if you don't want to be Ted Cruz, I'll be Ted Cruz. I'll be the guy who's the outsider who comes in to drain the swamp. So that's how Ted lost the presidential election. And my concern is that he's doing the same thing in the Senate race. It's the same campaign team. He runs around raising money and giving a standard speech. There's no mission. There's no excitement. There's no new reason to vote for Ted. So hopefully Trump can go in and bail him out. Ted, surprisingly, actually has great instincts, but he doesn't carry them through. I want to show you a book cover that I actually designed and gave to Ted Cruz for his book. His book was coming out to kind of reintroduce him to the public. It was called A Time for Truth. And let's show that book cover that I designed, where you see Ted sitting on a dock with his family, showing off his young family and fishing. Can we put that one up there? A Time for Truth. There it is. So, reigniting the promise of America, Ted looks like a young Ronald Reagan here with a beautiful wife and kids with a nature background. This, I thought, was perfect. Now, Ted Cruz loved this. He told me it was fantastic. He emailed it to everybody. He loved this camp. He loved this cover for his book, which was going to tell his entire story, why I'm running, who I am, what my vision is for the country. 6 weeks later, the book came out, and they had the original cover, which I had seen and was just terrible. Ted Cruz looking kind of sweaty, looking kind of like Joe McCarthy. Not, you know, he doesn't have the nicest looking mug in the world to begin with, but this was the book cover that did not tell a story of any kind. And this is the kind of book cover you come up with if you've, you made a movie and you're telling a life story after the fact, not that you're going to go ahead and do something in the future. So, of course, this book completely tanked. Nobody bought it. Nobody read it. Even the audio book that Ted was supposed to record, he only recorded like part of the audio book, and he had to have someone else stand in and read his own audio book. So when you look at the story of these two book covers, you know everything you need to understand about Ted Cruz. He has good instincts, and he has a great story to tell, but he hesitates to do the marketing aspect to execute. And that's why Ted Cruz is not president, and I think that's why he's in some trouble today in Texas. He's repeating the same mistakes as he did in the presidential race. Raise money, give a standard speech with no special mission, and hopefully Trump will come into Texas and help him define the mission and reinvigorate, because Ted is very hesitant to do that for some reason. I want to make one other comment about the Kaepernick ads with Nike that Kevin Jackson brought up. Don't forget, go to see the website, go to the movie if it's in your city, bleedingbluemovie.com, about the war on cops. Look, Colin Kaepernick simply has it all wrong, and Nike has it all wrong. Football games are about a celebration of America. It's America's pastime. People are there to celebrate America. No one wants to see anti-American demonstrators start off the football game and say, F you, America. Who wants to see that? Nobody. So Colin Kaepernick, as Kevin Jackson said, just does not understand. He's never had any experience of racism or anything of that nature. He doesn't understand that Barack Obama was no friend of black people. When you see my movie, There's No Place Like Utopia, I go to Southside Chicago, and they talk about everything got worse. Taxes went up, businesses went away, more violence, thousands dead during Obama's presidency. He didn't lift one finger for the inner cities. It was all about this radical agenda that he was put there to execute. He figures they got the black people in their pocket to vote for Democrats. Now they'll try to get Hispanics. They'll bring in illegals to take jobs from black people, to fill up the schools, to drive down wages. Even though the Democrats put up front men that are black, like they did with Frank Marshall Davis in the 30s, Obama's real father was a Russian agent. Frank Marshall Davis was hired by white communists to try to trick black people to come into the communist movement. Barack Obama, same thing, went back to Chicago, organizer, trying to fool black people that the Democrat Party is acting in your interest, and they're not. Only Donald Trump has executed an economic program and an opportunity program to allow everybody, including black Americans, to get off any kind of welfare, food stamps, and have jobs. And that's 1,000 times more in 2 years than Obama did for black people in 8 years. So I think Nike has it very wrong. Kaepernick has no idea what he's talking about. And that's the world as I see it today. Everyone, please support free speech. Go to the InfoWars store, buy my films. And I'll see you in either 1 or 2 weeks for another hour. I'm Joel Gilbert from the People's Republic of California. Thanks for being here.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines Plus takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.